This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I am Patty.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about two really great places to visit. One of which involves food. You know, when you're on the road, one of the most important things is finding great food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked a lot about how you can cook good food in your RV or over a fire.
But it's always fun to find a good restaurant.
Yes, it is.
And it has to be good.
Right.
We've had our share of bad ones.
Oh, yes,
we have. And it's so disappointing.
And, you know, you can't go by the ratings either. Most of the time you can.
Yeah.
I guess most of the reviews.
To look at the reviews. Sometimes you can.
Right.
But, you know,
and
I think
other times you can't.
I think it just depends on who's in the kitchen that day.
Right. But you can go by what people recommend.
Yes.
99% of the time somebody recommends a restaurant, it's going to be good.
True.
But let's go back to episode number 82 when we talked to Mistina and Bob about Maple Lakes Campground in Seville.
Right. We interviewed them, and Mistina and her husband Jay lived in Glacier National Park area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she talked about it during the podcast. They had gone there after college, after they graduated. He was a forestry technician. That's amazing. He mm-hmm. must have known that place by, like, the back of his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Could
and
you imagine?
They said they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they gave us all sorts of tips on what to do and where to go
and
there.
And I told her at the time, I said, oh, my gosh, we're going to make it out to Glacier National Park someday. I didn't know when. I thought it would be sooner, but we finally got there because of your surgery. We
right.
were delayed a bit. And I let her know. I texted her and messaged her, and I said, oh, man, we are going to Glacier National Park. So she gave us a lot of really good information on things to do and where to eat.
Right.
What restaurants to go to. And she suggested this one called Backslope Brewing
right.
in Columbia Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little place.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not really big. They do have an outdoor patio. Now, I do want to mention, we did not get any food for free or anything
no.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to go to the Backslope Brewery and get a sandwich.
Right, because she said that her husband, Jay, loves the chicken sandwich there.
Mm-hmm.
It is his favorite chicken sandwich, we
and
thought.
When we were in the area, we heard others talk about
yep.
it.
Yep, and looking at the reviews, it's like, oh my gosh, we have got to go there.
Right, so
we
did. And guess what? It was the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Yeah, wasn't
it
that
was
something?
Was incredible.
Oh,
kind of like a red sauce on it, a little barbecue flavor that just knocked you out.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing just watching all the food come out of the kitchen going to the tables.
Yeah,
you can just tell everything was so good. And I had a burger.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a bistro burger. It was a bistro burger because it had goat cheese and a balsamic drizzle over it.
Wow.
Oh, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And the meat was perfect. Everything was perfect. Yes. Loved it.
Great when you find places
they
like that.
They also had Parmesan fries.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. So yeah, Mestina gave us some great tips and great places to go.
Now, you had a beer there.
Oh,
So, it's a brewery. How was the beer?
Well, I really preferred a glass of wine, but they didn't have wine.
Well, it's a brewery.
I know. I was hoping maybe there was a little chance they would have something. But so I thought, well, I'm just going to have a beer. And it was good. You mm-hmm. know, it was very good. It was a light beer. I don't know what you call that. It's like the light
like
brown.
Like a pail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pail.
Like looked like it went down real easy.
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
Because you chugged it.
I did.
No, I didn't. All right. It is fun to find places.
Thanks, Mestina.
So, moving along. We've been moving along across the northern part of our country since early September. Upper Michigan, Duluth, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, Yellowstone National Park, Glacier National Park, Idaho, Washington. We stopped a day in Spokane to get the RV maintained. That's oil change, fuel filter, all that kind of stuff. They check it thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. That was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that's an entirely different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't you get good service anymore?
Fun.
Anyhow, then we headed across the state of Washington. We caught the colors perfectly this fall.
We sure did.
The trees are magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, people talk about going to New England, the Smoky Mountains, Vermont, for colors. I'll tell you, the northern part mm-hmm. of our country, west of the Mississippi, is just incredible.
It is. It's beautiful.
It really is. So anyway, we arrived in Issaquah.
Yeah.
Now, what's so special about Issaquah, you ask?
Well, we didn't know it, but our daughter told us there's a salmon festival going on.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking. A salmon festival? Why would you want to go to a salmon festival? Well, you know what? It's a festival.
And you know what? It's the largest two-day festival in the state of Washington. It's the first weekend in October every year.
Yeah. It's been going on for 54 years.
54 years.
Now, we were actually able to walk to it mm-hmm. from our RV park.
Yep.
And it was good because we need the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, first of all, they call it Jammin' with the Salmon.
Jammin' with the Salmon.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, they got live bands. They've got all sorts of food.
Yeah, they have all sorts of arts and craft booths.
Right.
Oh, all kinds of things to do.
Yeah, they literally close off the street. It's all Jammin' with the Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a cool event.
And here in Issaquah is a hatchery.
Right.
For the salmon.
Now, this is where it gets kind of serious. This is where we really learned a heck of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was thinking, okay, we're going to another festival. No, this one really turned out to be really fantastic.
It was awesome.
Why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. First weekend in every October. It started in 1970. It's the annual return of the salmon. Now, in case you've never thought about this, it's really a miracle of what salmon do. Their life cycle affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It affects animals, birds, of course, our food chain, you know, and the ocean and everything. Why don't you talk about this a little bit?
Well, first of all, they are hatched in fresh water over at the hatchery.
Right.
And then when they get to a certain age, they let them go and they migrate out to the ocean.
Right.
So they go from here, make their way down the stream to the ocean. After they're about 3 to 4 years old, they're ready to come back.
Now, they don't just hang out at the base of the river. They travel sometimes, you know, 500 to 1,000 miles into the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down the coast.
Oh, yeah. But they have to adjust themselves between the fresh water and then go into the salt water.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. So coming back, because now what's really interesting is that they have some sort of an inbuilt magnetic compass so they can locate the general area of their birth river. Once they get close, they then use their sense of smell to hone in and actually locate their birth spawning ground.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're swimming back upstream the whole way.
And this doesn't just happen in Issaquah. This happens up and down the coast, all the way up to Alaska, down into California.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we went to the Rogue River? It was Gold Beach in Oregon.
Yes.
That was famous for coho salmon.
Yes, I remember that.
And one of the guys next to us had caught some and gave us some. And
we had it the next night for dinner. It was unbelievable.
Fantastic.
So anyway, when they're swimming back upstream to come back, they have to kind of stop and adjust themselves from the salt water to the fresh water. They know what they're doing. It takes about a month and a half to get from the Pacific Ocean to the Issaquah Hatchery.
That's amazing.
I know, it really is.
Yeah, it's really important because a lot of these creeks and rivers where salmon spawned had been destroyed by logging, coal mining, other activities, and now there's a lot of people and a lot of programs, federal programs, that actually help the salmon, and they've really replenished a lot of the fish, which is really good.
Yeah.
You know, man screws up everything, doesn't he?
Yep. Jeez. Eventually, sure.
Yeah. So anyway, the Salmon Festival, Salmon Days, the first weekend in October in Issaquah, Washington.
Yes.
If you're ever in the area, you got to go to the festival.
Got to check it out. That's right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot, and it's really a cool thing.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, so now while we're here, we decided to take a two-day trip and go to Leavenworth, Washington.
That's right. We took the RV, went to Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Bavarian-styled village in the Cascade Mountains. And let me tell you something. If you've never been to the Cascade Mountains in central Washington state, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really nice.
The drive there, I mean, through the mountains, the trees, the colors, just incredible.
It is.
And then you get to Leavenworth, and it's all Alpine-style buildings.
Oh, all of it. Even the grocery store, the gas stations.
Gas stations, yep.
It's a beautiful little town.
They
it's
have
so cute.
Pretty good zoning there, you know?
Yeah.
And it works. It's a lot of fun. A lot of German beer and food, you know? But there's food for, I think we ate like in an Italian restaurant.
We did.
And it was really good.
It was really good.
But
although the night before we had the brat sandwiches, those were good too.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
We were pretty hungry too.
But you know, they get a lot of snow in the winter.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh.
So, are you complaining?
No, but their average snowfall is like 90 inches.
You know what? It's one of those towns that I could live in.
You know, this was really interesting. We were walking around in the shops, and we came to a candle shop and started talking to the lady at the cash register. She was an older lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting because she said she's been there all her life.
That's right. Yeah.
That was really amazing. And because I said, is this your shop? And she said, yes, it is. She said, actually, my mother and father started this. And she said, my father is still alive. He's 92. But she's got the shop and...
She's there every day.
Every day. And she's been there all her life.
And that was the person you ask, okay, what's the greatest stuff to do here?
I know. And she said, you got to go to the reindeer farm.
Right.
But the problem was the reindeer farm is closed during the week, and we were there during the week. Mm-hmm. They're only open on weekends, so we missed it. But
and, of course, they have a Christmas store.
Yes.
You know, I mean, a Bavarian town.
Kris Kringle is what it's called.
Kris Kringle.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Lots. Not as big as Frankenmuth's.
No.
What's the name of the store in Frankenmuth?
Bonner's.
Oh, yeah. Not as big as Bonner's.
Right.
And
but, you know, if you were going to compare the towns,
mm-hmm.
I liked Leavenworth better than Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is uh-huh. Frankenmuth has a main drag.
Uh-huh.
And it's loud truck traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a main, you know, almost like a highway that goes through the town.
Right.
Whereas Leavenworth doesn't have that. It's quiet. It's quaint.
It's off the beaten path. It's not on the main town. Some of it's on the main road.
But it's all back roads and brick streets.
But also with Leavenworth, you look up and you have the mountains behind everything.
The Cascade Mountains.
The Cascade Mountains filled with pine trees. Just beautiful.
We literally drove 30 miles out of town. And a lot of it was a dirt road to go on a hike.
Yep.
And it was the Icicle Ridge Trail. If you're ever in Leavenworth in the Cascade Mountains, you got to do a hike on the Icicle Ridge Trail.
Yeah, 4 miles. It was a 4-mile loop.
And gorgeous.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was a lot of fun. It took us like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Because we kept stopping and taking pictures,
oh my gosh, I know.
But it was awesome.
It was. It was so much fun. It was worth that drive going out that little extra way. We could have gone to one closer, but we thought, no, let's go out here and check it out.
Then we came back to town and had, you guys kept insisting on this, her and our daughter, Mackenzie, pizza in a cone.
Yes.
So we had to have pizza in a cone.
We were so hungry, and we had seen it the day before. We had seen the store.
Uh-huh.
We had seen the restaurant. It wasn't open when we were walking by, and so we knew that by the time we were done with our hike coming back, we were starving, and Mackenzie said, all right, we got to get pizza in a cone.
I want to do pizza in a cone.
So we did. After the hike, oh my gosh.
It was okay.
Mine was the pepperoni, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, so you get kind of like a cup, and then the crust is kind of made into a cone.
Yeah, it's like...
If you folded it over?
Well, yeah, if you took it out of the cone, it's like in the form of a cone.
Right.
Like an ice cream cone, you know, like a pointed ice cream cone.
Pizza in a cone.
But somehow they do that with the crust. I don't know how they do that.
That's really interesting. Oh, they just fold it up.
And they just take this piece and somehow they fold it up and bake it that way, and then all the stuff is inside.
Well, the good news is it only takes 8 minutes to prepare.
Right.
So we're hungry. It's like, okay, bring it on.
Yeah.
So, and then you guys had to do the mountain roller coaster.
Yes.
Okay, I had surgery recently. There's no way I'm getting on a roller coaster, let alone a mountain roller coaster.
I know. I'm glad Mackenzie was with us because I probably wouldn't have noticed it or done it, but she's like, we got to do that. It's like, I'm there. Let's do it.
What did you think of it?
It was a lot of fun. I should have done it twice. I could have gone again, but
it's single cars.
Yeah, it's a single car. It's like a little go-kart on this track.
And you have a brake.
Yeah, and you go up really high on this mountain and you just come down.
Did you burn out your brakes?
Probably. I know. I was
screaming coming down.
I was a little slow, but I think if I did it again, it would be a lot more. I'd feel better doing it again because I know what to expect, you know.
Exactly.
But it was so much fun.
So there are two ideas in the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to have plenty more.
Mm-hmm.
Issaquah and Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
Two excellent places to go to.
Yes.
All right. Next, I think we should talk about Seattle in an upcoming episode here.
Yes.
I'll tell you, if you can't find a good cup of coffee in Seattle, there is something wrong with you.
That's true.
Until next time, we want you to travel safely. Don't forget, you can follow us at rockingthervlife.com, rockingthervlife on Instagram. We're on TikTok now, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't do much on there, but...
Okay, Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. We're on all of those social media
Facebook, Jeff Kinsbach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So have yourself a great week. We'll see you back here next week.
Aw, thanks so much for listening.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.